we could have stopped that. I shot 20 arrows in him already.
Fans will know that that, of course, is a scene from HBO's Game of Thrones. Well, that roar and those footsteps belong to Mag the Mighty, the enormous mammoth-riding giant draped in bones.
I am the shield! The guards surround the men! I place my life and honor to the Night's Watch! For this night and all the nights to come!
Mag the Mighty roars no more. Game of Thrones fans know that the giant met his end in season 4 of the show. And this week, sad news that Neil Fingleton, the actor who played Mag, died at his home in England. He was just 36. And whether Fingleton liked it or not, there was another number that defined him.
I'm Neil.
Neil.
Nice to meet you.
Neil. How tall are you, Neil?
I'm 7'7".
7'7"? Wow. I'm so scared of you, Neil. I can't tell you.
That clip from a BBC show playing up the fact that at 7'7", Fingleton was the tallest man in Britain. But that great height also brought him to Massachusetts, where in the 1990s, Fingleton played high school basketball at Holy Name Central Catholic Junior Senior High in Worcester.
Yes, the rumors you've heard are true. Holy Name sophomore center Neil Fingleton really is 7'5" tall.
Fingleton grew 2 more inches, and in 2002, he played college ball at Holy Cross.
Neil Fingleton, who barely leaves his toes to block that shot into the third row.
Worcester is remembering Fingleton fondly. His former high school coach, J.P. Riccardi, told the Boston Globe that he's a better guy for having known Fingleton. Phil Giarrusso, whom the Globe says acted like a surrogate parent to Fingleton, says the whole city took him in and appreciated his sense of community. Giarrusso said that no one cared Fingleton was tall or that he played basketball. And that come-as-you-are love that Worcester gave him must have been really refreshing to Fingleton, because just about everywhere else he went, people gawked.
Put your camera away. I said, put your camera away. Hey, mate, I'm not a clown, I'm not stupid. Don't play stupid. It's rude, it's insulting.
Fingleton told the BBC that it was tough being defined by his height for his entire life. It was a trait completely out of his control.
Being on the front page of The Sun, or being in the Daily Mirror, and being in all these magazines, and TV crews from all over the place wanting to do things on you because you're tall, that's when it really stuck out in my mind, because I'm a 14-year-old lad. I'm trying to fit in with everybody else. A normal 14-year-old isn't going through this, so why do I have to go through it?
Fingleton's time in Worcester propelled him to professional basketball in Europe. He told Holy Cross magazine in 2011 that he never thought basketball would end for him. But it did, following a back injury. That is when he turned to acting.
Every day, how tall are you? How big are your trousers? How big are your shoes? How do you fit in a bed? Over time, you can imagine that, you know, the consequences that have and who would mold you into being. You could either look at it, why me? But then you could say, why not me? Why not do something special? Why not try and achieve something? Because it's my advantage.
And that's the Neil Fingleton that his friends in Worcester are remembering. He was a big guy, former high school teammate Jimmy Moore told the Globe. More importantly, he had the biggest heart. Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.